Buddy Hance has been farming on land south of Washington, D.C. his entire life. He is also Deputy Secretary of Agriculture for the state of Maryland.
The corn that we're harvesting will go to feed the poultry industry on the eastern shore of Maryland.
But this year's crop of corn is falling far short of normal yields.
So we had a lot of difficulties with the weather in this crop. We were very dry earlier.
Maryland and much of the eastern United States was in a severe drought all summer long. Hance says his normal yield is 260 bushels of corn per hectare. This year, he estimates he will only yield 30 bushels.
Kernels are a little smaller. You know, the cob is a lot shorter than it would normally be. You know, normally the cob would be 10 to 11 inches long and fatter. There's less rows of corn on this cob than there would be in a good year.
There's no scientific evidence to link this year's drought to climate change, but the drought shows how a change in the weather can affect food supply. A study released by the Center for Global Development shows that climate change could cause global food production to decline from 5 to 20% by the year 2080, and even higher in some countries. William Klein is the author of the study.
Something like 30 to 40% in India, for example, and something like 20% or more in Africa and Latin America in particular.
Maryland's Chesapeake Bay is the largest estuary in the United States. More than 250 species of fish and shellfish live in these waters. Some, like the blue crabs and striped bass, are highly prized food sources. But U.S. government statistics showed that food yield from the bay has been in decline in recent years, mostly due to water pollution and overfishing. Here at the Blackwater National Wildlife Refuge on the bay's eastern shore, there is evidence that climate change is affecting the spawning and nursery areas for finfish and crabs. More than 3,000 hectares of marshland are now underwater due to sea level rise. Dixie Birch with the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service says studies have been done that link the sea level rise to climate change.
The marsh areas, the wetland areas, are important to provide habitat for everything from the invertebrates all the way up to the birds and even the humans, because we consume the crabs and the fish that are taken out of these waters.
Birch says the sea level in the bay will continue to rise, and that will further erode the bay's food production.
We would lose the number of blue crabs, the fishery resources that folks depend on, things like flounder and snapper and those other species.
Buddy Hance says farmers in the U.S. will be able to adapt to climate change. That may not be the case with subsistence farming communities in the developing world. The Center for Global Development says food production will need to increase in the next half century to keep up with the rise in population.
Well, there are crops that you can grow that don't have the water requirements that corn does. You know, hay and sorghum, and as I mentioned, soybeans are crops, and you learn to, you know, adjust the way you do things.
Jeff Swicord, VOA News.
Earlier about the prices being